Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Sister Betty Says I Do by Pat Georgia Walker. Narrated by Lizanne Mitchell.
Prologue. A year ago.
Sister Betty.
Trustee Freddie Noel whispered, his bony, hairless chest pushing in and out. Adding to what was apparently a moment of uncertainty, he swallowed hard, nearly tripping, as a leg hit the edge of the ottoman. Feeling somewhat embarrassed from the near fall, he bit his bottom lip before announcing,
I need to say something.
He fumbled around inside the pocket of his suit jacket and retrieved a small box tied with a blue silk ribbon.
You know, I ain't the most romantic being on the planet.
Freddy quickly lowered his eyes. His shoulders slumped as he took a deep breath, while at the same time raising his free hand and pulling at a small sprig of silver hair that resembled a mohawk in training. It was a nervous habit formed 25 years ago when he turned 45. His cheeks, turning almost a bright red, contrasting sharply with his lemon-yellow complexion, slowly began shrinking, freeing the air seconds ago trapped inside his lungs. Now, with the untied box in hand, Freddy's fragile body knelt at Sister Betty's feet. He slowly raised his head, his tired and now tearing brown eyes, embedded in deep sockets, began darting between the open box and the huge 14-carat, pear-shaped diamond ring he now held between two trembling fingers.